Yesterday is right behind me, like a loaded gun. A Marvel Cinematic Universe fanfic, written by Red Brunja. Read by Black Glass. Maria took a sip of her whiskey sour, enjoying the bite of the alcohol, the thrum of anticipation in her veins, and strategized. She checked the mirror above the bar. The pretty blonde leaning against the wall, who had checked Maria out when she walked in, was continuing to do so. But there was also a very attractive redhead at the other end of the bar. Decision time. It had been far too long since Maria had had any real time off, and while 15 hours between shifts on the helicarrier wasn't a vacation by anyone's standards, she wasn't so much of a workaholic that she didn't realize when she really, really needed to blow off some steam. That's why she was here, dressed in sleek leather pants, and a top that left her arms bare. She gelled her short hair, outlined her eyes with heavy black eyeliner. She looked like she'd escaped from a girly punk band, but she also looked like she was on the prowl. Maria believed in wearing the right uniform for the job. Deciding that the redhead would only remind her of an inappropriate workplace crush that she acknowledged only enough to completely conceal it, she pushed away from the bar and started to saunter towards the blonde. That was when the Black Widow walked in. Maria mentally kissed any chance of getting laid tonight goodbye. She was so used to worst-case scenarios being realized that she didn't even bother swearing inside her head. Of course her attempt to get a little R&R was going to fail. Natasha zeroed in on Maria, met her eyes, and then headed towards her. "There you are," she said, loudly and far too expressively. Maria flicked her gaze around the room, trying to spot Natasha's tail. Natasha being followed was pretty much the only reason for her greeting Maria so cheerfully. Natasha hugged her and whispered, "Play along," in her ear, like Maria was a rookie. Natasha took her arm in Maria's, leaned her head on Maria's shoulder. There was enough of a height difference between them that the motion looked utterly natural. They strolled out of the bar towards the attached hotel. This level was all dim mood lighting and secluded alcoves. Clearly, the designers wanted drunk patrons exiting the bar to have plenty of opportunities to decide on renting a room. Natasha tucked her into an alcove, playful, girlish, and then brought her mouth up to Maria's. She kissed exactly the way Maria had refused to imagine the Black Widow would kiss. It was all heat and passion, the edge of violence in every motion. Natasha nipped Maria's bottom lip, then soothed the sting of her teeth with the tip of her tongue. Maria didn't try to pretend that she wasn't responding. She wasn't going to risk Natasha's life or an ongoing operation, which was what this had to be, for her pride. Maria kissed her back, kissed her greedily, looking into her mouth. She slid one thigh between Natasha's, pressed up. Natasha ground down and reached up and cupped Maria's breast, thumbed her nipple. Maria groaned into Natasha's mouth. Natasha laughed. "I knew you just needed an excuse," she said, and her voice sounded like it belonged to her again. It took a minute for the words to penetrate, and then Maria shoved the other woman away. Maria was furious. It took every scrap of self-control to keep herself from throwing a punch. Normally, she knew she wouldn't have a chance against the Black Widow at hand-to-hand. But right now... "S.H.I.E.L.D. has a no-fraternization policy for a reason," she managed to spit out, finally, retreating into professionalism. Natasha gave a little shrug. "Come on, Hill. You know that rule is broken left and right." Undeniably true. But even at S.H.I.E.L.D., that wasn't something a gay woman, especially a gay woman who wanted to continue to rise up the chain of command, could get away with. "You kiss me again," Maria said, "and it had better be because you're about to get shot, or I will shoot you myself." And that was that. Her mood thoroughly spoiled, she went back to the helicarrier early, and the next time she saw Romanoff, they each pretended nothing at all had happened. And really, Maria reminded herself, nothing had. Maria walked into her office at Stark Industries to see Natasha Romanoff slouched in the chair in front of her desk, wearing sinfully tight jeans, her hair blood bright against the leather of her jacket. Hill, Natasha said, looking her up and down. That is the most boring pantsuit I have ever seen in my life. It was the most boring pantsuit in the history of the world. That's why she'd bought it, and refused to admit to missing her S.H.I.E.L.D. tax suit, which still hung in her closet. She might understand why S.H.I.E.L.D. had to be brought down. She might even agree with it. But goddamn, some days dressing in beige and knowing her hands were going to stay clean all day was depressing as fuck. Romanoff, she said, can I help you with something? Natasha swung a ring of keys around her pointer finger. I have a question for you, she said. Maria crossed her arms, leaned one hip against her desk, and braced for whatever problem was about to be thrown in her lap to fix. She nodded at Natasha. Natasha closed her fingers around the keys, looked Maria dead in the eyes, and asked, what's Stark Industries' policy about SI employees dating Avengers? Maria had categorized Natasha's attempt to seduce her as a power play at worst, a game at best. She'd never let herself believe that Natasha had honestly desired Maria as a lover. She let the implications of Natasha's question hit her, let herself consider what it meant that Natasha had come to her with it, let herself contemplate the idea of a best-case scenario occurring. It's encouraged, she said, voice dry. Natasha's smile was bright and sharp. Then, Miss Hill, would you like to take a ride with me? She tossed the keys at Maria. She caught them. They looked like motorcycle keys. You have a motorcycle? She asked. Steve has a motorcycle, Natasha clarified. Maria suppressed a smile. You stole Captain America's motorcycle? I borrowed Captain America's motorcycle, she corrected. Well, in that case, Maria said, and reached for her phone. I'll let my PA know I'm going to be out of the office for the rest of the morning. Natasha gave her a sultry look. The rest of the day, Maria revised. End of story. Thanks for listening.